Jesus satisfies my longings.
Oh, yeah.
Through his blood I now am saved. Feeding on the husks around me, till my strength was almost gone. Long I sought for something better, only still to hunger on. Oh, hallelujah, I have found him whom my soul so long had craved. Jesus satisfies my through his blood I now am saved. Well of water ever springing, bread of life so rich and free, untold wealth that never faileth, my Redeemer to me. Oh, hallelujah, I have found him whom my soul so long had craved. Jesus satisfies my longing. Through his blood I now am saved.
God, I sure am thankful.
Amen.
Boy, he's everything I need.
Yeah.
I sure am glad I'm saved. Oh, my. Brother Linder's going to be preaching for us in the PM service tonight. Don't forget to be here tonight. Please pray for the service. We'll be having prayer room at 5:45 and having choir practice at 4:45. And Lord willing, we'll be here shouting victory, egging each other on, doing our best. If the choir practice changes, we'll contact you by way of text message. Ain't it good to be in the Lord's house?
Amen.
And talked to a man the other day, and yesterday maybe, or day before, and he said, "Preacher, you ought to see this art exhibition." And I said, "I'm going soon. I want to try to get up. I'm praying the Lord's going to give us a big one of them big buses." I ain't talking about the bar. I'm not about to give us one.
Yeah.
We'll just haul everybody up there.
Amen.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Caleb said, anybody come, stay in his house.
Amen.
It's fixing to be on. Amen.
Yeah.
I don't know where they're going to stay, but amen. Thank you, Lord, for the goodness of the Lord. My wife, I appreciate my wife.
Amen.
Appreciate my precious wife. Thank God for Jacob.
Yes, sir.
Jordan, thank y'all for playing. Where's Noah at? There's my Noah. He's 16 years old yesterday.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Loves Jesus.
Amen.
And he's growing too fast.
Yeah.
Thank you for Austin. Where's Seth at? There he is, shouting the victory, fixing to run right now on the edge of his seat. Thank God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Help yourself, son.
Amen.
I heard him teach Sunday school class. He's about to make me run, I'm not telling you. He talked for 35 minutes wide open and didn't even tell it all. I said, good grace. Whoa, amen. Didn't get to hear Noah, but I heard his at the house. I know his was good. Thank y'all for all that you do in Landrum Independent Baptist Church. And I sure am grateful for what the church means to us. Appreciate what God has done in the past and what God's going to be doing right now today. And I know there's hurting people in the house. I can look out on. There's not a chance Ronnie Jones come by and preached Wednesday night on taking courage. That wasn't by chance. All the way from McDonald, Tennessee. Who even heard? Only McDonald's I know you come out with a Happy Meal and French fries. I didn't know there's a McDonald, Tennessee, except when I met Brother Jones. And he come by and preached exactly what we need to hear. Appreciate that mighty man of God.
Amen.
Appreciate the privilege to be saved.
Amen.
God did mighty things on Sunday. If he hadn't done those things on Sunday, probably some of us wouldn't have made it on Sunday. And so God knows what we need to bring us back in the Lord's house. I want to try my best to share with you today a message on the rainbow. I want you to take your Bible, if you would, and turn to the book of Genesis chapter 9. Stand as we reverence the reading of the Word of God. We'll begin looking in verse number 1. Anybody need to do anything today? I need your prayers. Appreciate all that God's doing among his people. Amen, Miss Connor. Amen, Miss Connor. Yeah. Amen. 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 Amen, Miss Connor. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, amen, Miss Connie. Yeah. Amen. Thank God. Amen. 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 Yes. Amen.
Anybody?
Amen.
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 Amen, Miss Connie. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. He gonna have a picture of a rainbow tonight just to remind y'all what we preached on this morning. God set one up in the sky yesterday on my way home. He's kind of just showed me, yeah, you right, preacher. You supposed to be over here. There's some people that don't know. Right now you're so fearful, you don't know if you're going to go on or not. There's some people that feel like just quitting. But there's a bow in the sky.
Yeah, that's right.
There's some people that don't know if there's any use to go on.
Yeah.
But there's a bow in the sky.
Amen.
You understand that when we get to the message. Boy, God's good.
Yes, sir.
Genesis chapter number 9, verse number 1. Thank you for standing. And God blessed Noah and his sons. They've just been through the worst storm in history. The first and only storm so far in her life. The Bible said, and God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon the fowl of the air, and upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes. Into your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you. Even as the green herb have I given you all things. Never thought about this till just now, but let me just put a little, one of them little disclaimers comes across the bottom of the screen. One thing God's going to do, he's going to feed you, say amen. Amen. Verse number 4, but flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall you not eat? And surely your blood of your lives will I require, at the hand of every beast will I require it. And at the hand of man, and at the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. And whosoever, and whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall blood be shed, for the image of God made he man. And be ye fruitful, and multiply, bring forth abundantly, in the earth and multiply therein. Here it is, verse 8. Had to give you the background behind the storm, then the blessing in the storm. And God spake unto Noah and to his sons with him, saying, and I, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you. Now, before I read, I feel like right here I'm hitting some snags. I ain't even got out of reading this. It's amazing how the Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even, dividing asunder of soul and spirit. And the Word is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents. Right now I'm just reading it, and there's intentions being checked. I mean, it's thoughts. And God just, if y'all could see what I see,
amen.
It's like little bulbs, like cartoons over the top of people's head. Notice what do you mean, preacher? Some people, when you give an encouraging word, they'll almost say, why are you saying that? Do you know something that I don't know? Has somebody said something that I don't know that they said? And all they trying to do, God is blessing Noah out of the, I mean right in the storm. Yeah. Clouds still up in the sky. Right. Still hanging around.
Amen.
And God said, I got a blessing for you. Got a little encouragement for you. He said, with every living creature, verse 10, that is with you of the fowl, the cattle, and of the beasts of the earth, with you from all that go forth out of the ark to every beast of the earth, will I establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of flood, neither shall there be any more be a flood to destroy the earth. He said, that's my promise and that's my pledge, but I'm going to give you a seal. Verse 12. God said, this is the token. This is the memorial. This is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generation. That means this to us, y'all. Y'all got that?
Yes, sir.
I do set my bow. Woo! Not after, but in the clouds. Good gracious. In the cloud. And it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud. He done said that three times. And he's talking about God, said, I will look upon it that I may remember. Y'all do know God don't forget nothing unless he chooses not to remember it. This word remember, meaning God put it like this. He said, I'm going to set me a memorial. I'm going to set memorial so you can remember. And so it'll be a memorial. It'll be a mark. It'll be a signal. It'll be a signet that without a shadow of a doubt, we know what took place when I destroyed the earth. I set you a pledge and I gave you a promise and I set you a seal in the sky. And he said this, when I bring a cloud, he said, I'll remember my covenant, verse 15, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. Verse 16, the bow shall be in the cloud, and I look upon it that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, this is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. You can be seated. Father, we love you today, and we pray, God, that you'd help me to preach in the power of the Holy Ghost. God, give me a Holy Ghost unction and smearing and power. God, help me to preach in whatever gear you want me to preach. God, help me to preach in power. God, if I can't preach in power, I don't want to preach at all. Help me, Lord, I pray to help your children. Lord, they some needs to be watered down there by the well. They some need to be fed in some green pastures. They some is hurting, Lord. They're about ready to just turn over in the mud and throw the feet up. And holler calf from quit. They some it ain't here. They missing. And Lord, they in a mess. And I just trust and pray and believe. I know that you'll help us and give us what we need tonight. Help us, Lord, today. Help us right now. Help us in this moment, we pray. We plead the blood in Jesus' name. Save a soul. Touch a saint. And get glory out of it all in Jesus' name. Amen. If all would help me for a little while this morning, I want to preach on this thought. I want to preach on the blessing of the bow in the storm. The blessing of the bow in the storm. Now, there has to be a background behind the storm. Some of you right now are in the storm. Some of you have got to looking up and are looking for the blessing in the storm. The ark is divinely planned Ain't you glad today? I'm not going to re-preach what I preached a few weeks ago, but I feel like I need to give a little background. Ain't you glad Jesus is our ark? It's been a divine plan in the foreknowledge of God. Only he who purposed and planned great salvation could give a blueprint in this story of the ark and the rainbow. Only God could do something like that. The gopher wood that the ark was made out of was a unique wood, almost as if it's the only one of its kind. Can't seem to find none of it. As if it's the only one. Can I say that's a picture, that durable, unique wood. It's a picture of Christ and his humanity. Yes, then that pitch, that crimson color, that within and without. Yeah. That's a picture of what his divinity and his redemption and his atonement that was made, thank God, hallelujah, for the ark. Amen. We can ride out any storm when we're in Christ. Amen. The only safe place on planet Earth was this ark. It was the only shelter. It was the only haven. Can I say today that the only safe place for you, child of God, is the ark, is the Lord Jesus. There ain't but one Bethlehem manger. There ain't but one Calvary. There's not but one empty tomb. Woo! And not but one seat, thank God, that's filled by the intercessor. He's the shelter from the storm. There's only one door. There ain't no back steps. There ain't no back way up to the inside the ark. Wasn't but one door. And by faith, we boarded the ark. Yes, sir. When was Noah saved? Was he saved when he saw the ark? Or was he safe and saved when he entered the ark? Yeah. Everybody, he was saved, thank God, during the storm. He wasn't saved because he made it through the storm after the storm. He was saved because he entered the ark. I'm glad, thank God, for everybody that believes. Listen, they believe five things. That sin was a fact. Sin had to be judged. The flood was coming. The ark was safety. And thank God the word of God could be trusted. And you that are saved have to believe that sin is a fact. That it will be judged. That there ain't but one safe place, and if place is Jesus, amen, hallelujah. Judgment's coming, yes, sir, and I'm going to believe it on the ark. There was no astrology that said there'd never been rain before, there'd never been a flood, but they believed by faith. I'm glad you got to believe by faith. Saved when he entered in. Now, let me just say, I'm saying all this because you're going to need this when the rainbow comes. Now, I'm going to ask y'all a question. Was Noah perfect? But he was saved. Are you perfect? No. But you are saved. You know why Noah was saved? I can't run every time I want to. I will never get done with this message. I got 6 pages. Are y'all with me today? I'm telling you, and a whole lot more than that. That's just what I could write down before my hand gave out. Hallelujah. I can't run every time. Maybe somebody will help me. Woo! Amen. Glory. Hallelujah! I'm preaching today. Everybody look up here. Help ain't in the hymnal book. Help ain't in scribbling. Help ain't in toys. Help's in preaching. That's where your help comes from. Everybody say amen. It ain't praying time, it's preaching time. Is everybody with me? You know why Noah was saved? Wasn't because he is perfect, but he had a perfect ark. Woo! His salvation was not in his perfection, but in the ark's perfection. It was designed by God. I say hallelujah. Amen! That makes me want to shout right there. By the grace of God, I didn't run. God knowed I couldn't get done. The ark had one window in it. You know why it had one window? I know it's real simple. Got to get this before we get to the rainbow. You know why the ark had one window in it? Don't think it. Well, it had, no, it had one window in it. You know where it was? In the top. You know why it's in the top? To show Christians that the only look that counts and that'll help you, woo, in the storm is the uplook. The outlook looks bad. The inward look is depressing. And don't overlook like Eli did Hophni and Phinehas sin. Don't overlook it. Don't inlook it. And don't outlook somewhere, but praise God, there's one look that you could always count for help. It's in the Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes. Noah had one place he could look, and that was upward. Amen. Would y'all say amen there? God shut the door. Trying to get to the boat. God shut the door. Noah didn't shut the door. No. All were lost who were on the outside of the door.
Right.
Put it to our ark, Jesus. One day the door's going to be shut. That's right, ain't it? Judgment's coming. Not by water, but by fire next time. It's coming. Oh yeah, it's going to come. As sure as that rainbow is a promise, he won't do it with water. It's a promise he'll do it with fire. It's going to happen. Are y'all with me? But thank God this, our ark can wage any storm. God shut the door. He shut the world out. Now that'll help you when you realize sin don't have dominion over you. Great God in heaven, them ones that's outside the door, it didn't matter what difference, there was no difference. Romans 3 said, there is no difference. Jew or Gentile, bond or free, lived in a valley or lived on the mountaintop. The mountain at the highest peak is going to be covered up 15 cubits of water. There's no hope for salvation in anything except the ark, and it's closed. And when it's closed, everybody outside the ark is lost. Don't matter how much good intentions, it don't matter how good they was, it don't matter how sweet they are, it don't matter how much they gave to church, if they ain't in the ark, they're outside the ark and they're dead and lost. That's right. Noah didn't close the ark, God did. That's right, ain't it? Closed the world out, but closed Noah in with himself. I like that. I'm talking about we enter Christ by faith. By faith we enter into this thing called salvation. And we are eternally saved, everlasting saved, because we're in Christ. Would y'all agree with me? God shut himself in with Noah. That means every wave that hit the ark, y'all got to get this right here. I really want to run, but I can't. Some of y'all thinking God don't know what you're going through. Every wave that hit the ark, God felt it. Every time the wind blew, God heard it. He ain't going to leave Noah, and he ain't going to leave you neither. I say amen. That'll help you when you get in a storm. God shut him in. I'm glad he'll never leave us nor forsake us. I'm glad he'll be with us. He feels every hurt. He feels every help. He knows that when your husband can't listen enough, and we don't mean be, we just doggone hard-headed. I don't understand why we are. And when your wife feels like she can't tell it like she wants to tell it, and we can't figure out what she's even talking about, when nobody don't understand, there is a God that feels every hurt and knows every pain. He He feels every wave. He hears every wind whistle. He knows what you're going through. Glad he does. I want to be my wife's best friend. But he's really her best friend. He knows what she's going to say for you. She ever says it. That helps me. This ark rested after the storm on a mountaintop. I'll just run right there. Rested on a mountaintop. Sent out a raven. He just landed on every dead carcass. Sent out a dove. Couldn't find nowhere. Waters were abating and dispensating and shrinking back down into the fountains that they come out of, and the water was being sucked back up into the hay. But I'm telling you, hey, it was receding, but it didn't have no place. Then he let that dove out again, come back with an olive branch. Well, I'd like to stay on the olive branch, but I can't stay here long. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah for the oil. Amen for the Holy Ghost. It'll let you hold on inside when you feel bound up and you feel like you're claustrophobic. Thank God for a little olive branch. And then he let it go again. Said when it came back the first time, didn't find nowhere suitable to put its foot. That dove never came back until Matthew chapter 3 when it lit on the Lord. And he said, yep, I found somewhere suitable to put my foot. Good God in heaven. Somebody help me today. I'm telling you, amen. And when he got that good news, he took the covering off the ark. When the door's closed, it's never going to be open again. But he took the covering off. That's what it said. Genesis 8:13. And the waters were dried up from off the earth, and Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. Not only is this ark a picture of Christ, but this bow is a picture of Christ. You're going to need both of them. You're going to need both of them. I'm a test. You're going to need both of them. It's a type of Christ. One day, Brother Linder was hurting about his mama. One day, Brother Linder was hurting about his mama. And he said, I just want to know everything squared away. I want to know, I can't get her to respond. Am I doing all I can do? And God had wooden blinds on the windows. And had a dark room where she is at. And I'd just left not long ago. And God just said, I'm going to give you something special. Hey, and he threw a little rainbow over Nan's legs. Hey, but let him take a picture of it. Because some of us old hard-headed Baptists wouldn't believe it. Hey, man. And said, I just want to let you know, my promise was good for Noah. It's good for you. Woo! Sometimes you're going to need the bow. Are y'all with me? You're going to need the bow. There's a blessing in the storm. Now, there's been a blessing through the storm. Thank God for the ark. But there's a blessing in the storm that'll show up, friend. Woo! When the sun's breaking out. Good God. Hey, a bow's a type of Christ. It appears in the heaven for us. Ain't you glad he appears in heaven for us? This bow is a covenant of God with the believer. Are we on the same page? Genesis said, I'm going to give you this bow. He said, when I see this bow, it's going to be a covenant. It's going to be a memorial. It's going to cause remembrance. Hallelujah. I just want to let you know, when I see this, it's like the blood on the doorpost down in Egypt. He knowed who took the lamb and didn't. But the blood was a memorial. It was a remembrance of an innocent life that brought life to them when judgment passed. And he said, I'm going to set you up a memorial. Whoa! He said it's going to be to you. This bow is a covenant of God with the Christian. There would never come a flood to Noah and to perpetual generations. Never come a flood. This bow was a sign that there would be no condemnation worldwide. It appeared in heaven. Romans 8:1. There is there now for no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. I'm glad, thank God, he is our bow. He's appeared, he sat down in heaven and he makes intercession for us. Thanks be unto God, there is no condemnation. Who's the bow for? It's for art people. It's for art people. Dead people don't get the bow. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. Those who were left outside the ark who were dead, this bow wasn't for them. But it was for them who were ark people. You know that word says, he ever liveth to make intercession for us. Who's he talking about? To them that believe, he's making intercession for. Are y'all with me? He was delivered for our offenses and he was raised again for our justification. And we don't believe in universal salvation. That's simply defined like this. Because Jesus died, everybody's arbitrarily saved. No, sir. You got to repent and be saved. Acts 17 is commanded. All men everywhere to repent. You got to repent. Except you repent, you're going to perish. You got to trust Christ. Got to confess it with your mouth. Got to believe it in your heart. How do you know you need to get saved? God shows you your loss. God shows you your need. Then he draws you in conviction. And by grace are you saved through faith. God does it start to finish. This bow's for ark people. Note this. Y'all look with me in verse 13. Verse 14. And verse 16. He could have called it a rainbow. Whew. I don't know how I'm going to keep from running. Lord, just help me. I'm going to hold on. He calls it this right here. In verse 13, I do set my bow in the cloud. Verse number 14, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. Verse number 16, thank God, and the bow shall be in the cloud. He could have called it rainbow, but he called it bow. You know why he called it bow? This bow don't have a string on it. This bow don't have arrows on it. All the arrows have been sunk up into the heart of Jesus. All the judgment, all the fiery darts. Hey, thank God the string's gone. The arrows is gone. They'll never shoot the believer. This bow, hey man, it's like that rifle that sits on the mantle that testifies of past victories, of a battle that was once fought but now won, and it's a memorial. There is victory, and God said there's no string on the bow, there's no arrows for the bow. Jesus paid it all. Great God in heaven, I say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Unstrung bow. He could have said rainbow. Reckon he's wanting us to pick that up. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Amen. The sun has broke through the clouds and has called what was putting fear in him, what was causing anxiety, has now turned frown upside down. I got you, Lord. Yeah. This bow is a reminder of deliverance. Amen, Canaan. Woo! Thank God. I appreciate you running for me, Canaan. Amen. It's a reminder of deliverance. It's a reminder of redemption. It's a reflection of His restoration. It's a revealing of the Redeemer. It's God saying, I promise you, I love you. I care for you. I don't want you to live in fear. I don't want you to live in depression. Oh, I come to help you, and I'm going to put a picture. I'm going to paint one for you. Just to know every time a storm comes up, I'm a thinking about you. Woo! That's right. Amen. It's encouraging. Y'all, bear with me here. Can you imagine every time Noah saw a cloud, he'd say, oh, what happened back yonder? It's going to happen again. Every time he hear lightning, every time the clouds would get dark, and it'd go to rain and rain and rain, and you couldn't get no help from nobody. And hey, man, Miss Noah is tore up out of frame, and she's dealing with the youngins, and the youngins is tore up. And hey, great God in heaven, it wasn't just for Noah. It was for Miss Noah. It was for them children. It's for their generations after them. Noah's going to get in a mess. He's going to plant a vineyard, and he's going to get drunk. We can sit here and say there was no double atmosphere pressure and wine fermented easier. I can understand all that. I ain't going to argue with you. But the point I'm making is he backslid on God. Amen. But the rainbow wasn't just for Noah. It was for Noah's wife. It wasn't just, hey, she probably said, I can't go on. But she saw the bow. Hey, them boys said, I can't go on. But they saw the bow. Hallelujah. Every time a drop fell, every time a cloud gathered, every time thunder cracked, every time lightning flashed, I'm telling you, it would have sent fear. But God said, I don't want you to live. Your fear hath torment. And I don't want you tormented. I don't want you fearful. I'm going to set a rainbow. Whoa. He gives a promise. Sets a seal. That bow is a brilliant signet of God's preserving arm. I read over in the text one time. This about blew my mind. It talked about hands in his arm. And arms in his hand. Well, y'all know the arm of the Lord is the redeeming arm. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad in his hands. He paid the debt. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank God. It's a brilliant signet of God's preserving arm. It's a golden impression of the covenant that he made. Hallelujah. With Noah, his wife, his children, and their wives, and perpetual generations. It ain't just for them, y'all. God set the bow up the other day, yesterday, just for me and my family. Sure did. It's a picture of the gospel. Y'all, some of you looking at me crazy, so I'm going to prove it. Take your Bibles. Look over in Isaiah. Isaiah 54, verse 7. Verse 5, he's talking about your maker is your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. He's the Redeemer and the Holy One of Israel. He's God of the whole earth. Verse 7, for a small moment have I forsaken thee. I need to pause right here before I read this. Some of you ain't going to get a lick of help unless you tune in. Just bear, y'all got to hear this. God wants to help you. He wants to remind you to both for you. It's not just a signal of God's preserving hand for Noah, but for every generation.
It's not just a symbol of God's covenant of mercy, tenderness, and love. Now, I'm going to get there in a minute, but the half ain't been told. Just hold on. Look at Isaiah. Look at this with me. Isaiah 54, verse 7. Let's skip down there. For a woman, for a small moment, let me go back to verses. I can't skip. The Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken, grieved in her spirit. Anybody feel like that today? A wife of youth when thou was refused, saith the Lord. Thou saith thy God, verse 7, for a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness, that's what the bow's the symbol of, everlasting kindness, will I have mercy on thee. That's what the bow's the symbol of, mercy, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. Look at verse 9, for this is at the waters of Noah unto me. For as I've sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. He ought to, but he won't. For the mountains shall depart. He's going to be the same. The hills be removed. He's going to be the same. Somebody say amen. But my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. Somebody say amen. Woo! Every time I see a rainbow, I'm reminded of his kindness. I'm reminded of his love. I'm reminded of his mercy. I'm reminded of his goodness. He did that to calm Noah's spirit. No sense to get tore up, Noah. Water no longer will destroy. No, sir, it's going to drop fertility. No longer will it lay waste. It's going to water your garden. No longer will it be sent to do bad things and injure. But now I'm going to send it to bless you. I'm going to let this same water grow your crops. I'm going to remind, and then I'm going to stick a rainbow up there in case you think it's rained a little long, in case the clouds get a little dark. Somebody needs to hear this today. I'm telling you. Maybe it's just me. I'm just glad he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God's promises to hold back the waters. It's God's covenant to save to the uttermost. If the earth is safe from a watery destruction, then the church is safe from the wrath and the judgment of an almighty God. Hallelujah. Woo! Man, I'm telling you. Bow in heaven's a picture. Joshua and Israel. They walked over 40 years of wilderness. I forgot how many funerals, my mind slipping on me. They would have had to have, some have said 60 something, 80, some said 100, some odd funerals they'd had every day. Man, that'd been a little depressing to have that many bodies. And how you gonna bury them in the sand anyway? That's rough digging. I done been there. Rough digging. Amen. I mean, it's a hot over there. It's about 115 degrees. And when the, am I wrong, brother? And when the sand blows, it feels like it's cutting you. It'll tear vehicles apart. And I mean, they marching. And every time I get thirsty, whoop, here comes a river out of a rock. I thought that rock was way back yonder. That rock done scooted up here close to us. Every morning they get up, they go out every morning. Honey, honey, look what we got now. I got a whole armor per kid. Great God. You mean you got a quart and a half of young, great God, of honey biscuits? Yeah. Yes, sir. Honey biscuits. Anyway, yeah. White wafers tasted like honey. That's honey biscuits to me. Hey, look what we eating. Great God, I need a little bit of meat. Hey, God, they had manna on their taste buds. Yes, sir. And onions on their mind. Y'all remember when I preached that? Oh, yes, they sure did. And when they was longing for the wrong things, cucumbers, melons, and onions, you know what God did? He said, "All right, you want some meat?" He said, "I'll just fly a whole flock of quail. Just go over there and drop their neck and lay them in your lap. All you got to do is fry them. He'll eat them so much they come out your nose. I'm talking about God. Didn't let their shoes wear out. Didn't let their clothes wear out. I'm talking about, are y'all with? They buried folks and buried folks. And now, based on the third day, and an ark raised up, they gonna walk over on dry ground. And when they get on dry ground and get up on the other side, a Bible I like this said they clean passed over. That's the only way you gonna pass over. It's clean. They got over there. They said take 12 stones down there in that river. But that ain't the only place I want. Make that big memorial down there. I don't know that. If you put scuba gear on, you could probably still find them there.
Yeah.
I just believe that. And he said, take 12 more and set them up on the bank. So when your youngest come by, Canaan says, Papa, what's them 12 stones right there? Well, son, you can't see it, but down in yonder is the place that God gave us victory. You know what that bow is? Y'all ain't. Listen, we only get to see half of it. The half ain't been told. That's the first time the bow's mentioned. But the last time it's mentioned, it's as if God's saying, I'm going to love on you while you're here. But the half ain't been told. You know a little bit about his love. You know a little bit about his grace. You know a little bit about his mercy. Oh, but one day you're going to see him face to face. And Revelations 4 said, face a rainbow round about the throne. You're going to see it all then. You're going to bask in all of his love. You're going to be in all of his... Woo! Every time you see the bow, just think about home. Just think about heaven. That's a memorial that the crossing took place. And there's a home going coming. Amen. Moses probably said, I can't be used. I'm 80. I'm murdered. Last time I was in Egypt, I ran for my life. They know what kind of person I am. Then he saw a bow. That old cloud of doubt got on him. That old cloud of discouragement. Y'all don't have to believe this. I don't. It don't bother me that you don't, but I do. So don't change my mind. Elijah's down there. He done seen God do great things. Hunkered down under the juniper tree. About ready to quit. Throwed up under a cave, watered in his own misery, depression, and discouragement. Yes, sir. Thinking he's the only one standing for God. You'll get like that. You raise your kids right, mama. You'll think, my God, if somebody else would do the same thing what the Bible says, it'd make it easier on me and my kids. And some of you daddies would say, if they do what, it'd make it easier. I know. I done bet your mom and daddy get on to you about being strict to them. I mean, it'll wear you out. And then you'll look in the mirror and say, well, maybe some of that ain't important. I'm telling you. And he's about ready to quit. And God sent an angel down there to bake a cake. And I don't care if y'all believe it. I believe it had rainbow icing. Woo! Glory to God. And God said, you eat nothing but goody. And God said, I'm going to send another birthday cake down there. And he went for 40 days and two rainbow ice cakes. I'd say glory to God. Hey, man. Woo! There's a bow in the clouds. David probably said, well, he's a cause. But he got a little discouraged because people didn't believe in him. So he let Saul go ahead and put the armor on him. Yeah. Went ahead and put it all on him. And he thought, well, now I'm a little doubtful. Wait a minute, no. Ain't no way. Shook off all this stuff. He said, God didn't deliver that lion. God done delivered that bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine is going to be like one of them. Reckon why he saw it. Y'all don't have to believe this. I believe he saw a bow in the cloud. Woo! Hey,
some of you mamas and daddies, I mean, wearing you out now. And rough times, storm go together, and discouragement. I mean, just about disgusted with yourself. You know what I tell people all the time? Marriage counseling. Best marriage counseling goes on over this pulpit.
You're right.
I'm just going to go ahead and tell y'all right now.
That's right.
That's why I don't marry nobody. Nobody. Unless they in this church. Because I don't even know if they go to church. And if I pay for the church, I ain't wasting my time counseling.
Right.
Hey, man, preacher. Hey, man, preacher. Now, Jordan goes here, and but you know, Miss Abby's got a pastor that loves her like a daughter, and I'd be tickled to marry Jordan and Abby, but you know what I'm going to be tickled about? I ain't got to do one thing in the wedding but shout, and I'm going to do that. I will guarantee. I'm telling y'all, it's going to be a wedding to remember at Peachtree Baptist Church. I'm going to be saying, "Woo! Go ahead, Jordan and Abby!" I'm going to sell it. We ought to celebrate when they keep herself pure.
That's right.
We ought to celebrate when they keep herself separate.
Right.
We ought to celebrate about it. So I got my part in this one too.
Amen.
Amen. But if they ain't under sound preaching, they ain't no sense of wasting your time. Are y'all with me today?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you what. It's what I believe. When you about fed up with everything that spouse is doing, and you about ready to call it quits,
yeah,
there might be a rainbow up there for you. That rainbow is arched heavenward.
Right.
He could have done it however he wanted to do it. But it's reminding us, it's what he did for us. It's his death, burial, and resurrection. It's going to be him. Hey, man, glory to God. Whoa! He's looking down. You ever seen somebody? If I was to smile real big on Brother Lander and his family, and I know it ain't like this, but I just thought about this. What if God just hung over the banister of glory and smiled? It looked like it was upside down. I just think about that rainbow every time I see it. That's God's grace for me. That's God intervening on my behalf. That's God stepping in my life. That's his kindness and his mercy toward me when there ought to be judgment and wrath. I deserve a lot of stuff, y'all. But I don't deserve his favor. I don't deserve his love. Every time you wonder, can I go on? God will put a bow up there. Water can't destroy the earth. So believe that neither sin nor Satan nor self can destroy the bow that's in heaven for you. That bow is a picture of what Christ did. Now y'all listen to me. Satan would love to go jerk that bow down, but he can't no more jerk that bow down than he can my bow.
Right.
Amen. Hey, man. Woo! I say glory. Sits up there like a big throne. You know what that points toward, Brother Lander? Thank God that points toward Revelation chapter 4, where thank God we'll be gathered around that throne where we see that lion, limb, and lamb. Hallelujah, we worship him. And that rainbow round about, glory be to God. What a blessing. It's a harbinger of peace. It's a picture of God's love. Promise will not be broken. No bone. Right now, y'all, we can't have a bow without a cloud, without a storm. But over yonder, there'll be no more storms.
Right.
And there'll be no more cloud to hide the other half that we can't see right now. Oh, right now, we look through a glass darkly. We don't understand why we go through things. I mean, we about half get like, are y'all with me? Let me give you one more illustration. Them two people on the road to Emmaus. I'm tired. Quit. Ain't going back. Going back to the house. He done showed up, had he not? He'd already showed up, brother.
That's right.
It just ain't enough. I need him show up. Just every other Sunday ain't enough. I'm going back to the house. And you know what happened? God stuck a bow over her. You said, it ain't in the Bible. Does it not say Jesus drawed up close to him? He is our bow. Woo! He said, preacher, what you happy about? I'm going to tell you right now, I despise Care Bears. I believe it's a picture of Hindu. But can I just tell you, I do got a bow in me. Amen. Hallelujah. I got a picture of the bow. It ain't my power. That ain't my source of strength. But he is. He is. And when they wanted to quit, the bow pulled up beside of them. And they took off running, say, we've seen the bow. We've seen the bow. Church, can I tell you? Just look heavenward. Just look upward. When the storms gather, don't think this one's going to be any. Listen, they ain't going to be so bad it's going to take you under. No, sir. Mama, it's rough on you. You testified the other Sunday. Whew, had God all over you about God showing you a rainbow in the dark storm. Time and time again, when I remember sitting literally, not knowing what I was going to do. I mean, sitting to the place, I almost had my head in my hand. I remember one time I was saying, Lord, why me? Why me? I mean, I'm trying to do right. Boy, I'm telling you, brother. When the sun broke through the clouds. Yeah. Broke through the clouds and the crowds. And got over where I was. Yeah. I always wondered why the old devil tried to throw that leprechaun. Say there's a gold at the end of the rainbow. But I got news for you, little devil. There is gold where the whole rainbow is. Woo! I can't hold it back no more. Bless the Lord, my soul. The half ain't been told. Round about the throne. Woo! Glory to God. Let's all stand, heads bowed. Father, would you help some folks to get a glimpse of the bow? Thank you, Lord, that you took the string off. You suffered a hit from every arrow. And Lord, I know it feels times like the clouds is dark and the rain's deep and the thunder's scary and the lightning's flashing. It seems like there ain't even no strength to go on. Mama, will you come pray with little Tegan? There's some kids down here.